John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow for two shows. It is about time that he came back into the studio. I think the last three times you were on the air with us, you were on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I wanted to wait till you got the place done.
Okay, thank you. It was a smart move. You like this, the new studio?
Look, you got the home loan approved and everything.
Yeah,
look at this.
That's it.
This is beautiful.
That's it. Right? You know, and who knows, any day now we might not even be here anymore because, you know, our credit isn't all that good.
So. Okay. Right. You too?
Yeah.
You know what phone sex is to me? Just call American Express. Your balance is zero.
Say it again. Say it again. How are things? How's the wife? How's life?
Things
How's
are good. Everything
on?
Is good, my friend. My wife says hello. She couldn't be here. She is in San Francisco with my in-laws. She came in for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
So we had Thanksgiving with my family. This
okay. All right. So you came east. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was nice.
All right. So you went Christmas with her family?
Yeah, we're going to try to do Christmas
all right,
there.
All right. Now,
but Christmas is always weird for me because I think, did I tell you a story about, and I found this out the other day because I saw pictures when I went home for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
We had a white Christmas tree.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was the Christmas tree that was in the JFK United Terminal because my Uncle Frank used to work there. And when I was a kid, they had a 12-foot Christmas tree in the terminal, and they were throwing it out. And he took it. And they cut it in half. So he took the top half. So his Christmas tree had a point. My father got the middle half. So we had like a 6-foot Christmas hedge. And they didn't cut it straight. So the angel was always like leaning over, like looking into the kitchen, like, hey, we going to eat or what? How long are we going to be here? So I saw those pictures when I went home, and I was like, oh, God, I remember that trauma.
All right. Last year, I was talking about Christmas trees and how much I always wanted one of those aluminum trees.
Really?
Which, if you go on eBay, they're insanely expensive.
Yeah, like $300
right,
or something.
Yeah, yeah,
crazy.
You know, and then really? You have to have the color wheel also, you know.
Oh, wait, that the color wheel.
Vintage.
All right, and a listener called and said, we have one, we don't want it, it's yours.
Someone gave you an aluminum Christmas tree?
An aluminum Christmas tree. I got it last year. It's set up in my office at home.
Right? Look at you.
And my wife comes by every day. I hate that day.
My Christmas tree in California is still up from last year. We just turn the lights off. Every time we get the press, we'll turn it on. It's July.
I love that.
Okay. But yeah, so we went back and we saw my family and you know, the East Coast. First of all, I feel so much better. Philly, Jersey. I don't feel out of place because everyone's yelling.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Everybody. I was in the city the other day, and it was my friend was out from California. He's like, you guys are so rude. He's like, we're not rude. We have no time for you or your crap.
Right? That's it.
All right? I was in the city because I still got my apartment. There's 8 million people on a 26-mile island, all right? If you don't get in the flow of it, you will be trampled. We're in Starbucks with my wife, and this guy's like, what do I want? It's coffee! It's just coffee! You want milk and sugar? It's over there. Get it yourself next. I mean, there's a guy staring at the thing, and I can't yell. Because my wife gets, you know, I can't not let my feelings hurt. So then I don't become passive aggressive. I become aggressive passive. Like, I got to let my feelings be known, but I can't say anything. So I'm like, psh, ah, yeah.
So. That is the full range of Italian sounds.
Yeah, that's it. It's just the whole thing. It's just with the hand signals, like, let's pick it up. And my family, too, we went to eat.
Uh-huh.
First of all, it's all food in my house.
Uh-huh.
Mom makes lasagna before the turkey on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Right.
And everybody eats like escaped prisoners. They're
right.
Just shoving it in. The sparks coming off the plate. I eat fast. I know why I eat fast. I want to get there before Uncle Louie has a couple of drinks. And like, you know what's wrong with this country? And they're off.
No, we used to do that whole shebang where you sat down at the table at like 1 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock dessert was coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, you know, the turkey, the pasta, the meatballs and sausage, all the thing. And it was like one year, I was like, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
You eat right. like a pack of locusts.
Right.
Then you go downstairs, you pass out in front of the TV.
Uh-huh. One hand in the pants.
One hand in the pants. Bodies all over the basement. It's like Jonestown after the Kool-Aid. Just piles of bodies. And if you want to wake anybody up, turn the TV off. I'm watching that! And they all wake up. Then my cousins go out, they get high, come back and think nobody knows. That's fun. My mother's like, you
put some more gravy on the cheesecake?
Oh, everyone's so hungry. He has no idea. Christmas is that Christmas we used to go to midnight mass.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these They think that's going to save them.
Right. Once a year. Once a year for midnight mass.
And they'll load. My aunt will kill a box of wine and just stagger in. Like, is it all bench seating? Is there any pre-stuff?
We used to leave a Christmas party to do midnight mass.
Yeah?
Middle of Christmas party, do midnight mass, and then go back to the Christmas party.
Let's be honest. Did you have to ask directions to the church?
I was a child at the time, so not me. No.
Yeah, but midnight mass is always, it's always for the people that don't go all year.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Bingo.
And don't want to get up in the morning and drive. All
right. Yeah, happy birthday, Jesus. I want to play with the Hot Wheels track.
I have a priest friend who...
I'll bet you do.
Yeah, well, I need to talk to someone. I have a priest friend who years ago when he first started, and he was like, you know, baby priest, right? He decided that to get people to understand what Christmas was all about, that it wasn't about Santa, it wasn't about that. He decorated the church as if it was a birthday party. Okay. There were balloons all over the place. There were streamers, you know, going across. There was happy birthday signs, all that stuff.
Pin the tail on the saint.
Monsignor comes in and goes, you're out.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, you get transferred right out. It was like a really conservative Catholic church. Like, we don't even play music. That's how conservative we are.
Oh, my God.
Right? Yeah, so it was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's because that's the Catholic religion. If it feels good, stop.
Stop completely.
Stop it.
Speaking of food,
yes.
How did your pizza movie, which what was the pizza?
Little Italy.
All right. Little Italy. I don't know the Little Italy in Canada.
There is one.
Is there really a Little Italy in Canada?
There's a little, any city is a Little Italy.
Okay. Any city is
a Chinatown. There's a Little Italy.
Okay. Right.
There's any place you can place a bet and get a Rolex spelled with a J. Is that in any city? Yeah, no, we shot that in Canada, which was fun.
It was a fun movie.
I had so much fun doing it because we all lived together. We all lived in the apartment complex together. Emma Roberts played my daughter. Alyssa Milano played my wife.
You got to kiss Alyssa Milano, didn't you?
Yeah, with a mustache on.
With a mustache.
Well, you know how that is. John the Lorax de Bella. Yeah, we did a flashback scene where I was wearing a mustache. And Danny Aiello played my father-in-law. And I know Danny for years. And Danny's, did I ever tell you a story about his son?
No, I don't think
his son was our stunt coordinator on Rescue Me.
Okay.
Right. And Danny Aiello III, which we call him three. So he since passed away, but he was a great guy.
From a stunt?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it was the last season of Rescue Me. I had to go. We all went to the wake. It was the uptown, and we were still shooting at the time. So I called my wife. I said, honey, put on your black dress, get my black suit, meet me at the trailer. We're going to take the van up, and we got to pay our respects. So I'm getting dressed in the van. We went with a couple of other producers and writers and stuff. And it's there. It's all every Gindaloon you ever want to see. It looked like a hearing. You know, everyone's just sitting there. The shoe polish hair and everything. So we're all lined up to go pay our respects. We get up there, and there's Danny, and I hug Danny. I said, Danny, he goes, he loved you so much. He's like, thank you so much. I know you work, and you came to show your respect. As he's hugging me, he goes, and you put on a suit because you show him respect, not like these Irish bastards that showed up in corduroys.
In corduroys.
Because they all came from work. You can't laugh. I mean, the guy's son is laying right there. I say nothing, right? Cut to, we were in the movie. Right. Danny shows up. We're in a makeup trailer. We say, 2 days later, I go, do you remember the last time we saw each other? I said, was it at Danny's wake. He's like, really? I said, do you know what you said to me? And I told him. He went, oh, my God, I said that. I said, I can laugh at it now. I couldn't laugh at it then.
Adam Ferrara is our guest. He's going to be hanging with us throughout the show. I love the idea. Is that your tech jacket that's behind you?
What? Yeah.
Is that yours? I love the way you have your East Coast, West Coast clothes.
You do?
Right, yes. You're in your STP t-shirt and your thermal coat.
That's right. Well, you never know. With the global climate change isn't a real thing. There's a polar bear giving us the finger across the street. Bears are in Delaware. Animals are leaving, you know. So, yeah. Because you never know. And I didn't realize how cold it was when you come home because my blood has been thinned.
By the West Coast. Yeah. But Adam is appearing tonight and tomorrow night, along with Sunday, at Helium Comedy. There's two shows tomorrow and Saturday, and then one on Sunday. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Tell me about why women kill, because remember you called in about this, and I just assumed it was because they were married to you.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much. So. Yes, I'm a carrier. No, it's a great. It was Mark Cherry, the guy that created the Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah,
right.
So he creates this show, and it takes place in three decades: the '60s, the '80s, and current day.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about this big mansion where all these couples live in Pasadena, and things go awry.
Uh-huh.
The ladies get upset.
Uh-huh.
So I don't die, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
But it's on CBS. It's called Why Women Kill. Lucy Liu's in it. Jennifer Goodwin, Alicia Coppola.
Wow.
Myself. Yeah, and it's on CBS All Access, which is their streaming service, which means that's an hour and a half on the phone with my mother. What channel? Just what friggin' channel? John, it's easy for me to get the cast, fly to her house, and act it out. She can't. She likes the Outlander. I had to figure out how to buy her that Fire Stick on Amazon so she could watch Outlander.
She's into kinky Celtic sex.
Yeah. She's like, oh, the Scottish. Now she's into Scottish because of that. I don't understand.
All right.
So and she's out there in the 55 and over community now.
On the island?
On the island, yeah.
Okay.
With the guard. Because apparently she can't be left unattended. She'll spread guilt and lasagna throughout the neighborhood. The guard is older than she is. I went to pick her up for Thanksgiving. The guard's this 90-year-old dude in a bow tie. I'm like, ma, how secure do you feel knowing all the Redenbacher has the left flank? That's the guy. And, you know, I call my mother every couple of days.
Right.
And the nice thing about when you call my mother, she really doesn't need you for the conversation. You just got to hum to keep her going.
Right. Like, mm-hmm.
I went through JFK with my mother on the speaker in the bin. The phone's in the bin. She's talking, shoes off, belt off. She's talking all the way through the x-ray. She's like, I don't know what it is. My feet keep swelling up. They're getting bigger and bigger every damn day. Loud. Everyone can hear her. The guy's wanding me, right? He's wanding me. My mother's still going. Now the toenail's starting to change color. I'm getting a little upset about that. And the guy looks up at me and said,
you know, my mother had the same thing. Ask her if it's the gout.
The gout.
Yeah, I said, Ma, you think it's the gout? It's not the gout, you stupid ass. The guy got all white. He's like, I'm sorry I brought it up. Have a safe flight. Happy Thanksgiving.
My mom, it was always, the problem with talking to my mom on the air is whatever you said, continue the conversation.
Oh, yeah?
Right? There was not that I could say to her. It would be things like, Mom, I got to go. You know, I had to go once.
Yeah. Nothing ends.
Right.
Yeah. My mother like, okay, Ma, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Anyway. And then and she's back.
Yeah. Now, our parents are on the same ages and, you know, same neighborhoods and all that. Does your mom mispronounce common words? But like my mom can't pronounce taco, right? Perrier. Perrier is one of the great killers of...
That's going to get her?
Oh, yeah. Perrara. There's a lot of R's in this.
My mom used the word the in a lot of everything. Yeah. I was on the Facebook.
Oh, you know, yeah. That's an age thing.
Yeah. An age thing? Yeah, the Facebook. The Outlander.
Yep.
Yeah. The Outlander. Okay. All right, right.
That's
so now you know when I've crossed the line.
Yeah,
when I start putting the in front of stuff, right? You know, that's not like, you know, it's like every once in a while these guys will try to, you know, tell me something or you know, and it's like, I got kids older than you.
Yeah, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
You know,
yeah, you come in.
I got kids older than most of the people in his radio station.
Man.
So,
right, he knew Marconi.
Yeah.
All right?
That's it. I'm the reason why he built the radio.
There you go.
And are you still doing your podcast?
I am, yeah. Right. It's called The Adam Ferrara Podcast. 30 minutes, you'll never get back.
That's it. And 30 minutes was in there somewhere.
Yeah. So I got, the drummer from the Black Crowes is on, Steve Gorman, which was great. I'm going up to talk to an astronaut. I'm driving up Tuesday to Massachusetts.
Check your back seat for John.
Yeah.
Do go to do that.
Yeah, yeah, space boy.
Yeah,
he loves
I am
it.
Space boy.
You're space boy?
Yeah,
I was at NASA. I spoke to the guy that ran the lunar orbiting module. I still have to put that episode together. Yeah. And now I'm going up to talk to Kathy Coleman. She went into space, she lived in a space station, and she played the flute with Ian Anderson from space.
I remember the video.
Yes.
Ian was coming in, and they played, did they play Brie, or I can't remember what it is that they played.
It wasn't Aqualung.
No, it wasn't Aqualung.
No.
But it was a classical piece.
Yeah.
And they played, she was in the space station, he was on the ground, and they did a duet. It was incredible.
Yeah, it went into space, plays the flute, I've done nothing. nothing with my life. I got to dope people. I talk to the people that have done stuff. So I'm doing that Tuesday. So, and the podcast is doing great. Kevin James, Tony Kornheiser did one for me from Monday
Night
Football.
Did you know Kevin on Long Island?
Yeah, we used to share an apartment together.
You're really? Kidding? I didn't know that.
We started together. Me, him, Gary, who plays his cousin on the show, and Rock Rubin is one of the executive producers. We all started on Long Island together.
And what about Corey?
Pete Coriolli? I know Pete. Well, I didn't start with Pete, but I know Pete.
All right, so he came up later.
Yeah, he came up later.
Because he's still writing with Kevin.
Yeah. Mike Loftus, all those guys.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
If you shared an apartment with Kevin James, I would just feel like I was on a sitcom 24/7.
Really?
I mean, it's like the set of every one of his shows.
Thank you. Who am I, Leah Remini?
Could be.
Now, we had fun. We were doing, you know what we were doing at the time? We both got a job on, they brought back the new Candid Camera.
Right.
With Dom DeLuise.
We
got the gig.
Uh-huh.
So me and him were like, we'd do all the,
The wacky stuff.
The gag, and then throw it to Dom. Right. And Kevin doesn't fly well. No, he's not a good flyer. So, you know, we'd have to get on a plane, and he's like, ah. I go, what? I go, come on, we got vodka. So we would show up. Every city we show up, we had a hangover. So. But yeah, it was fun to talk to him on the podcast, too.
Well, Adam Ferraris, he's got a podcast, he's got a TV show that you have to have a subscription to. you got Barrett Jackson coming up, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be at the auto auction in Scottsdale for Barrett Jackson. I host their online stuff with April Rose.
All right.
Me and her, it's nice. They give me a camera crew. I go around, I shoot a bunch of cars.
They're putting Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds up for sale. The real one that Nicolas Cage touched.
Yeah.
Right? That one's going up for sale.
Yeah, it's
going
to be cool.
What do you think it'll go for?
I don't know. It's going to go for at least, those movie cars do really good. I will tell you that I didn't think the station wagon from Vacation would get a lot of money.
Right.
$90,000.
$90,000.
Do you think it'll match the banana duct tape to a wall? That went for
did you see that?
Yeah. He sold three of them. There's an artist, we were talking about this earlier this morning.
Yeah.
There's an artist in Florida, right? French guy, right? Takes a real banana,
right?
Puts a piece of duct tape on it, sticks it to a wall. Somebody pays $120,000 for it.
Really?
Another guy says, well, I wanted one too. So he makes a second one. All right. A third guy wanted one also. He says, I can't keep doing this. And he goes, okay, how about $150,000? Makes a third one. Right. And it's a real banana.
Real duct tape and a real wall.
Does
he come to the house, tape it to his wall?
I know. Maybe he does. You know. Or maybe this is some sort of deal where he changes the banana weekly. I'm not sure.
I'm doing podcasts and car shows and TV shows. All I got to do is tape fruit to wall.
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
All right. Well, we screwed up.
We're idiots. You know, now can I give away tickets to my show?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Now I'm going to give away tickets to my show. You can have three pairs of tickets for whatever call number. Pick a number.
Okay, pick a number.
12,
pick a number.
13.
All right, I'll go with, I'll be different. I'll go with 9.
Good.
Okay.
Call 9, 12, and 13, you get a pair of tickets. Call in now, and if you're really good, I'll give you a banana duct tape. You can make your own art.
215-263-WMGK.
Go to commercial so I can curse.
Adam Ferrara.
A banana. A duct tape and a banana.
Don't let him get
his smile.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.